Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Listen, the way you sleep is unique to you. And that's why having a Sleep Number smart bed is so crucial. Because you can adapt to your changing needs for just right. Can't wait to nestle into bed luxurious comfort. So whether you need softer or firmer, cooler or warmer, you are never stuck. You can adjust your comfort whenever you like. And it gives you your best night's sleep. Night after night, year after year. I love my smart bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but it means the world of difference because I can change my side of the bed to however firm or soft I want. And the same thing for Suze. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Again, so you can sleep just the way you like. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year is here. All beds on sale, up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed, limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
This is the Rich Eisen Show. Rich Eisen.
He's the kind of guy that no matter what, whether you're asking him to pass the potatoes or, hey, can you sign this for my math teacher? Yeah, buddy.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
How about these Cyclones?
Today's guests. Two-time Emmy Award-winning actor Eric Stonestreet. Actor Josh Duhamel. California Redwoods attackman Chris Kavanaugh and Ryder Garnsey. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, yes, it is. I mean, it's the Rich Eisen Show. And we're live on the Roku channel. We're live on this terrestrial radio affiliate on the Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM channel 375. And we say hello to everybody listening on the Odyssey app. We're here for you at 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. National Football League preseason is in the books. Pennant races are heating up. We got ourselves some golf and some crazy-ass tennis to talk about from last night's United States Open. There's lots to discuss. We're going to, later on in this program, not only enjoy our overreaction Monday on a Monday, but we're also going to tell you who's going to win the AFC North today. We're going to start our annual picking of divisions, one by one, every single day until next week. When kickoff happens in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in 10 days from now. Good to see you over there, Christopher Brockman. How are you?
Hey, Rich. How are you, man?
Good. You're back from your fantasy draft?
Philadelphia was fantastic.
Okay.
We had a record, a quick draft, in case anyone was curious. And I like my team. Let's go.
Awesome. Good to see you, DJ Mike.
Good morning, Rich. How you doing?
What's going on? How are you? TJ Jefferson, what's going on?
Chilling.
Awesome.
How you doing today?
I'm great. I'm ready to roll. I'm hoping Mike Del Tufo, we don't hear the power washing of behind us right now.
That's our guy.
To make sure that the three set of footprints here gets particularly washed off.
Rich, it's so weird that you even brought that up because this morning pre-show we were talking about that. There is a lot of bird poop that accumulates.
I'll back off. I'll let people do their jobs.
It's kind of necessary.
You know what? I need to delegate around here. hey, everybody. It feels like the last few weeks, it's been Groundhog Day when I've had an information man or woman of note, because we only have people of note here as guests on the program for the National Football League. It's the same thing. When's Micah going to sign? What's going on with Micah? When's Terry McLaurin going to sign? What's going on with Terry? Trey Hendrickson, what's going on with him? When's he going to sign? What's with the hold-ins? Are they going to hold out? All that sort of stuff. It's just been one after another, and we finally, today, have resolution on one of them. And you know, if you could have guessed, just based on the way that front offices in the National Football League do business and how the new front office in Washington has been doing business and has been lauded for some of the moves that they've made, and the head coach and the first draft choice they made as a group with Jaden Daniels. Check that box, right? And put it all together. If you had decided, just on the mere fact of the front offices and how they do business and how they're viewed within the National Football League, you would have said Washington will go first and Dallas will go second and Cincinnati will go third, unless maybe Cincinnati has shown some sort of ability to sign both Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. So they're going to sign Trey Hendrickson, and Dallas will be dead last because Dallas waits till the last minute. There's different ways of putting it. But either way, Washington's going to go first. And guess what? Washington went first. Moments ago, Terry McLaurin is signed, sealed, and delivered. 3-year extension worth up to $96 million. And it is a significant raise for Terry McLaurin, indeed. Because Terry McLaurin, as we all know, was making about half of what, say, DK Metcalf was making. And now he's more in the neighborhood of DK Metcalf. And he turns 30 on September 15th. The reason why I know that, because he's got the same birthday as my mom.
That's right.
Eveline Eisen and Terry McLaurin are going to celebrate birthdays together, probably in different manners. But anyway.
I'm going to write that down.
Terry McLaurin is now signed through 2028. I don't know the breakdown of what's guaranteed and whether this is phony money, this is not phony money. Bottom line is he is in the fold for Jaden Daniels. He will be at practice. They will get ready for their season opener against the New York Giants. Laugh all you want about the Giants in recent years. The front of that defensive line of the New York Giants is going to be a problem for anybody. And if you are somebody who wants Jaden Daniels to be comfortable, and the Washington Commanders are exactly those somebodies, and you want Jaden Daniels to take last year and make it better, you give him Terry McLaurin. You give him it sooner than August 24th, right?
Mm-hmm.
You give him sooner than the 25th. You give him sooner than the 25th, but ideally, it's not the end of the day. It is a position, unlike Trey Hendrickson and Micah Parsons, where those guys can sign and say, do you see the quarterback go hunt? This is a timing situation. And it's not just the timing. It's not like Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin have issues with timing. That wasn't the case last year. It's Terry McLaurin with the rest of the offense. Good job, Washington. Should have done it sooner, I think, but this is the way omelets get made, and they had a different sense and sensibility of when midnight is. And finally, for Commanders fans, midnight has struck. And this not only rewards the Commanders, but anybody out there in fantasy football has said, screw it, I'm not going to look at that designation in the draft room and be scared off of Terry McLaurin. Mm-hmm. He's going to sign. I'm going to get him.
Yep. Yeah, that we could raise our hands at that, Chris. I think we got scared a little bit, you know?
Yeah. So, winner, chicken dinner, congratulations. Meanwhile, I was on the set of NFL Network on Friday night watching the Falcons and the Cowboys. And sitting on the set, arriving for work, was Micah Parsons, wondering if was he going to be there. Because Terry McLaurin on Monday Night Football 1 week ago at this time, holding in, didn't show up to the Commanders and the Bengals game. Mm-hmm. But Micah Parsons showed up, and he showed up eating nachos.
Good for him.
I mean,
nachos are delicious. Yeah. Was it like a helmet nacho, or what was the situation?
And
like
the thing is, you could see he's holding container. His hand in a certain way here, and it's the international gesture for call me. Hmm. And the reason why he's making this hand gesture is one of the individuals in the hallway while Micah was arriving for work said, go to the Falcons.
Yeah. Oh.
And he then made the phone symbol, like, come get me.
Yeah, that guy got tossed out.
Hey, I'm available.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, I made a call. He had to
go. I see. Dude, in this day and age, I don't know. You didn't see the U.S. Open last night, obviously.
I did.
So then the game hits, and he's on the sideline, and then the conversation is,
him lying on a training table. Which is, you know, I don't know if he was stretching out for one moment. Apparently, he wasn't there for very long. But at one point, it's just like, this is what my kids do when they were even younger. When they're just like trying to show mom and dad, what are you doing to me? I am bored. And I'm using that analogy right now because Jerry Jones is the one who introduced mommy and daddy.
That's true. Yeah,
to right. this situation when he was talking to Stephen A. Smith, saying that Micah going from, or he said this to Irv, I can't remember which one, yeah. but he viewed him having a handshake agreement with Micah and then Micah asking for his agent to be involved or saying that my agent needs to be involved was like mom and the kid made a deal and they run off to dad or vice versa to try and get a better deal.
Kitty not happy.
And I don't know what that means, Mike, but other than this visual, we're waiting. And in the same way that the visual is part and parcel of the complete insanity of what we're seeing. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that Micah, for one moment, was just like, I got to lie down or he's stretching. And Micah posted about it, you know, saying essentially, in response to Mike Leslie, who covers the team locally, that it wasn't laying on the table all night. It was a relatively short portion of the evening. And Micah retweeted saying, I actually appreciate this. The way media shapes perception and narratives is wild. If he hadn't said anything, everyone would just run with it. I never disrespect the guys out there fighting for their lives. And I am looking at this visual not as an indication of Micah's immaturity, even though I said does look like what a child does when he's trying to tell mom and dad, why did you drag me here? It's just a sign of how silly this whole thing is, that we're creating situations where these things can happen, even for just a split moment, where he's lying down. But I'll tell you what he's not going to do, lie down on his demands, that's for sure. And what I'm saying, this is just an emblem of how silly this is. And you know, deep down, maybe I'll be wrong, and I hope for your sake, TJ, I'm wrong. But at the end of the day, we all know this is going to next week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know this is going to next week. You know Jerry's just going to put the lid on this boiling pot. Let everybody keep talking about the awesome documentary that's you come in here every single day saying you're crying over the good old days.
Listen.
You know what I mean? And buy into the Cowboys mystique and history and whatever. But the present right now is just farcical, is what it looks like. Just a total farce.
That's why I yearn for the days of old.
And so we know one team has a better chance to win this year. And the other team does not. That one team that's got a better chance to win this year, just sign the guy they need to sign and give him a full week and a half, 2 weeks of practice before the beginning of the season. And the other team is just going to let it play out because he thinks, what, Micah's going to blink? Or is somebody just going to finally just say, can we get everybody in the same room, please? Can we just hit a reset button? Which is what we do at home. Just to continue again the analogy, we do that at home when the kids wake up or we have arguments. We're like, you know, after a while, can we just hit the reset button to start again here?
But who's going to do it, Rich?
Yeah, good question, Mike.
You know why I nominate? Screw it. I nominate Stephen Jones. I nominate Stephen.
I don't mind that.
Mm-hmm. I nominate Stephen Jones. Jerry. I refer to him as Jerry, by the way. Jerry. And then go up to Micah. Micah, yes, your agent can come. And let's do it. I bet you this thing will be done in 90 minutes.
Oh, easy, right?
I think the numbers are there. Pretty much mostly there. Let's just get through it.
Where has Stephen been this whole time?
I don't know. Right there?
On his dad's
side. He's the one who said that, you know, Micah's got to want to get paid.
I think, again, my determination on that was, I don't know, part of the iceberg we don't see.
Yeah, maybe.
Part of the iceberg we don't see. But
we're seeing 10%, if not even 10% of this whole story. So
I don't know. But it's just here we are. Yeah. In 10 days, season's going to kick off. Dallas goes first. And they're now in position to go last in terms of signing their guy. And the Commanders are like, okay, Terry, you're in. Great. Congratulations. We do value you in the manner in which you want to be valued. Come on in. It was longer than it took, but than you probably wanted, but you're in. $30 million. Congratulations. You're now, you know, annually richer than Ayuk. Not as much as AJ Brown and DK Metcalf, but you know, you're pushing 30 and congratulations. Your salary that you were going to come in on at $15.5 million, we just doubled it. Go catch passes. Go catch passes from the unicorn, the best quarterback you've ever had. Go do that. Go get us back to the NFC Championship game again. Go beat the Giants. Go play on all these nationally televised games. Go put the Commanders out there and crush it. And meanwhile, Dallas is just like, yeah, we got this guy under contract. He might be on a training table. Everyone's wondering what's going through his skull. He's got to take to Twitter to make his point. He's eating nachos. He's making hand gestures. It's just like, why is this productive? It is not. The other way is productive. One team got it done. The other team we're waiting on. And, you know, will that mean this stuff will wind up in the win-loss column in a way? Meanwhile, the new head coach is sitting there saying, yeah, I got to talk to Micah. His MRI's clean. Really? This is not going to help you beat the Philadelphia Eagles. End of story. But you know what will help the Commanders beat the New York Giants? Today's news.
Yeah. Funny how that works.
Meanwhile, Eric Stonestreet's about to join us, and his Chiefs looked pretty damn good on Friday night.
Sure did.
And the Chicago Bears, who we'll talk about later on, a big difference between playing the Bills 2s and the Chiefs 1s. Because Andy Reid went out there and said, we're going to play football tonight. Yes, and I'm like, when Mahomes came out for a third series, I'm like, really? Really? And he was running around like Jaden Daniels at one point. We'll discuss this later on.
Mahomes only knows one speed. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, it looks faster, too. He looks really good. And the Bears, I have a great head coach. I'm really very high on Ben Johnson, certainly the way that he reacted. Eric Stonestreet, one of our favorites, is about to join us in support of the Lilly for its Duets for Type 2 Diabetes campaign. The two-time Emmy Award-winning actor and fan favorite of mine, of this show. We love having him on. And then he's going to zoom in. And then making his way down the 405, Josh Duhamel's coming back.
Hey.
As if the two shots not tough enough for me. I've got not one but two lacrosse players coming in hour number three. From the California Redwoods attack men, Chris Kavanaugh and Ryder Garnsey. And Ryder and Chris are playing for the right to go to the championships next Monday against the Denver Outlaws. And Ryder is a Commanders fan, so he's going to come in happy. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. We come back, Eric Stonestreet will join us. And then there's you. Phone calls, phones are already lit. We always appreciate that. Eric Stonestreet, we'll talk Chiefs and whatever else is on his mind next. This is the Rich Eisen Show on a Monday. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Hey, folks, let me ask you a serious question. Did you know that driving high is considered driving under the influence? That's right. Driving under the influence of marijuana is against the law in every state. That means even in states where marijuana is legal.
That means driving high could get you a DUI. And if you think law enforcement officers can't tell when you're driving high, well, my friend, you're wrong. If you're high, they can tell. Your friends can tell. Your coworkers can tell. Even your parents can tell. Everyone can tell. So what makes you think that law enforcement officers don't know when you're driving high? You'd be wrong. They can tell, too. Driving under the influence of marijuana can slow your response time and change how you perceive time and speed. So even if you think you're fine to drive when you're high, you're not. Because the bottom line is, if you feel different, you drive different. And driving high is driving under the influence. So remember, drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA. Listen, the way you sleep is unique to you. And that's why having a Sleep Number smart bed is so crucial. Because you can adapt to your changing needs for just right. Can't wait to nestle into bed luxurious comfort. So whether you need softer or firmer, cooler or warmer, you are never stuck. You can adjust your comfort whenever you like. And it gives you your best night's sleep. Night after night, year after year. I love my smart bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but it means the world of difference. Because I can change my side of the bed to however firm or soft I want. And the same thing for Suze. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Again, so you can sleep just the way you like. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year is here. All beds on sale, up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed, limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. Who else could step in and just, it's certainly not going to be from the Micah side of things.
Well, wasn't Micah's mom spotted with Jerry on Friday? Well, why can't,
is that right?
Why can't his mom just be like, please, can we get this done? I don't know.
Sort of in the way that Charles Woodson's mom got him to go into the coach's office.
Right.
Moms are always right.
Moms are usually right.
By the way, if she gets that done, hell of a chunky soup commercial coming up.
I was just going to say.
You know what I mean?
Give her the chunky commercial immediately.
You know what I mean?
I'd like to see if I could bring them together. I'm a people person.
TJ Jefferson, you, sir, now have the floor. You have earned it.
Oh.
Direct to camera. Have at it. You
make
are now.
Case.
Yeah. I am now going to. I have. It's possible that you can send a video to Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons on behalf of the Dallas Cowboy Nation. How much time do we have until the radio audience comes back? About a minute?
Ooh.
The floor is yours.
Let's go.
Well, you know, without knowing what the all numbers are, guys, you know, I'm sure that, you know, what's a few million dollars between friends, right? Watch the documentary. All eight parts.
No, you've got to get them in the same room. This is prideful.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, sir.
I'm trying to do this. I'm like, Micah, look what happens. Look what comes with being not just a member of the Dallas Cowboys, but someone who brings a Super Bowl championship to the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry, remember the joy. Remember the fun that you had when this team was actually relevant, when they were winning games and winning championships. Whatever kind of pettiness. You guys got to put that to the side, man. You got to look at the bigger thing. Cowboy Nation. Rich Eisen wants me to sign the paper. I ain't trying to sign that
paper. I don't want anything. All right? Don't drag me into your
soliloquy. I need you two to get together and put aside this stupid beef. We need to get Micah ready. We need to have him on the field for Thursday because we got to pluck these Yardbirds, man. Let's get it done. Let's get it done for the nation.
Take a nice chunk out of the pie.
Let's go. Come on.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, nah, probably not.
Good
job. Good job, though. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network.
It was my best.
I love it, everybody. Two-time Emmy Award-winning actor, courtesy of Lily and the Duets for Type 2 Diabetes Campaign. One of my favorite human beings on planet Earth. The big heart of Big Slick to raise gajillions of dollars for those who are sick at Children's Mercy Hospital. And on top of it, he's equally as talented and lovely. Eric Stone Street back on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, sir?
Hello, Richard. I'm reporting here live from Kansas City.
What's your report, Eric? What do you have for me here on your report?
Well, I'm here in the beautiful city of Prairie Village anticipating the Chiefs' trip to Sao Paulo for the season opener against the Chargers.
What are you taking? What's with Andy Reid playing everybody for a half? Eric, what was that one about? I mean, that I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it either. I think it changing things up, mixing stuff up, keeping guys on their feet and their toes, and giving them some game action. I mean, I think, as we know, the speed ones on ones is different than ones on twos and twos on threes and threes on ones. So I think he just got him up to speed a little faster than maybe he would have. But I was surprised.
One of the aspects of this upcoming season, Eric, that I was mentioning the other day that nobody's talking about is Mahomes' red ass and how he is basically taking in what happened in the Super Bowl and the comments around it, saying nothing, just being Patrick Mahomes in the meantime. And I'm wondering your very informed two cents on this subject, Eric.
Well, listen, first of all, hats off to the Philadelphia Eagles for handing us our butts in the Super Bowl. Yes. There's just no other way to say it. Like, it was a beat down beyond belief. And I go back to when we won in the Super Bowl the year before, and I was honored enough to see Patrick in the locker room after the game, and I congratulated him. And he didn't say thank you. He didn't say awesome, let's go. He said, we ain't done. And that's off of victory. So that's the mentality that Patrick Mahomes brings to the locker room and brings to the team. So if his mind was already on the next one,
yes,
after a win, I can't imagine what his mind is on after a loss.
Mm. And he looks good too.
Like, looks great.
Right? I mean, like, he's done some off-season work that I don't know if he's done before.
Eric. Well, you know, I think everything that they do, meaning Rick and his personal trainer and their weight and strength coach, and none of it's like accidental. I mean, let's not forget that he was the league MVP and won three Super Bowls looking the way he looked, you know? So whatever that means,
dad bod,
fine dad bod, but you know, Patrick's taken some big hits too. And trust me, I know a little extra poundage helps when you're falling down. So maybe that's the mentality, but I know for a fact that he's got the best of the best around him and he does look great. I'm not taking anything away from him. And I was bummed I didn't get to go to the Mahomes golf tournament this year. I was shooting Dexter and couldn't make it. But he, you know, he's awesome. As we know, he's a great guy. He's a great dude. He's great for the city. He's opening a steakhouse here in Kansas City, 1587, with the other guy. What's his name? Travis Kelce.
Yes, sir.
And we get to go to the opening of that, which I'm very excited about.
The other guy, that New Heights pod with Taylor Swift. Honestly, I understand people roll their eyes when her name gets mentioned on a sports show, but it showed an aspect of Travis and her as well and their relationship coming into this season that I and Jason as well. They were awesome together. I wonder what you thought about it, Eric, you know, with that conversation and Travis seeming to have a certain, you know, focus this year and a calmness that I don't know if that happened last year.
Well, that's what what confidence, love, relationships do. They give you a confidence maybe like you've never had before. And I don't know, maybe Travis is in a relationship like he's never been in before. Maybe Taylor's in a relationship like she's never been in before. I don't know. But I know that Travis is a good person and seemingly Taylor is a good person. And I'm happy for both of them. Kansas City should be happy for both of them. Like, America should be happy for them. Who isn't rooting for people to find their person in their life? And the idea that Taylor comes to a football game, she's not asking for that attention. She does quite the opposite. She tries to not be the biggest thing in the moment. And so I know that firsthand. She doesn't ever want to overshadow anything. So they're not asking for the attention. They're just two people who happen to be wildly famous who are in a relationship. And let's celebrate that. We should celebrate it for everyone.
Yeah, and this broke the internet. I mean, again, my oldest son was watching it in Spain at 1 a.m. as soon as it came out, and millions, just absolutely.
Wait, hold on, Rich. Get a screenshot of this.
Yes, sir. Hold on. We're going to get it.
See if this breaks the internet, too.
What do you got? Hold on.
Oh, Lucy, hey. What's up? Yes.
Yeah, see if we can break the internet with that.
Let's go.
Does that make me Jason with the beard?
Yeah, you're Jason.
I'm the Jason of this whole thing. Just trying to Stir it
and,
up.
And here's keep the deal. Like, we're so lucky to have Jason in our family, our adjacent family. What a solid individual he is. He came to Big Slick this year and just jumped right in and went to see the kids at the hospital. And, you know, Taylor's visited the kids at the hospital on her own time. Doesn't call that in, doesn't ask for recognition there.
Love it.
Just does it. And football fans, honestly, like, what's wrong with bringing more people to the game? I know one guy who's not upset about Taylor and Travis dating, and that's Roger Goodell. Like, we just like, we want all the eyes we can have on the Chiefs, and Taylor's brought a tremendous amount of more eyes on my beloved team, and I'm thankful for it.
You're mentioning the goods, huh? You're mentioning the goods right now, Eric?
Yeah, I love the goods. I know you. I love him.
What are you texting him about? I love, by the way, I'll just say this. Screw it. You text him like a fan. You text him like a fan about a call, about this, about that. And you blow his phone up sometimes.
Oh, Eric. I do. And not just about Chiefs games. When I'm watching games and I see a bad call, I'm on top of him. And people, I'm sure he loves that. I've said it, but he always has the quickest retort that you can imagine. And I worry sometimes. I have Lindsay check in with Jane every once in a while and be like, hey, make sure I'm not really pissing Roger off or anything.
Can you do that for me sometimes? Can Lindsay do that for me sometimes? Or Susie does that for me sometimes?
Yeah,
she can. We can work on it together. I love it. Eric Stone Street here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, give me the names of people I need to know about. You're the one who first mentioned Tyler Lockett to me, even though he wasn't a Chief, because you mm-hmm. knew Kansas City guys. You know, you were always talking about, you mentioned Pacheco to me a few years ago. You always give me the name of a Chief that's going to be potentially significant that no one's talking about. What do you got for me?
Well, the one I broke years ago was a guy named Tyreek Hill, where Dustin Colquitt had told me during training camp, if this guy makes it through training camp without injury, look out. And Tyreek Hill became Tyreek Hill. That was, and I said that, we talked about that on your show.
Yes.
You know, they love the defensive lineman out of Louisville. I know that doesn't necessarily hit the fantasy football numbers, but the guy's got a motor, the guy's got strength, the guy's got the attitude to be a star in the league. I think Veach is just over the moon with his production. So far, he looked great against the Bears the other night. And then Josh Simmons. I mean, what a steal. That's incredible. You know, Rick, hats off to our training staff that got in there and looked at the injury and thought, man, this guy's viable this year. Because let's face it, if he would have stayed, he could have been the number one draft choice next year. For sure would have been, possibly without the injury, the number one tackle taken this year. And look where we got him. And I'm hoping that left tackle is locked up for now and forever for Patrick, and we can check that box and move on. Royals, kid out of Utah State or Utah, I can't remember which one. First of all, a guy with the name Royals on a Chiefs jersey is just epic.
That's right. Utah State.
Utah State.
What's the name of the defensive lineman?
Ashton Gioti is the defensive
tackle. Ashton Gioti, yeah. Okay. And you know what Veach told me after the draft this year that needs to be recognized is this draft class scored the highest number of character of any draft class they've had, meaning we drafted not only great athletes, but really good dudes. I think Gelati gave all of his NIL money to charity. So there's just really good kids in the draft class. And I think Veach knocked it out of the park again. And the running back out of SMU has turned a corner, I believe, as well. He's been running really well. So I'm excited. I texted Veach last night, hey, I'm going to be on Eisen today.
Yeah.
Give me something that's going to make me look smart. And he didn't get back to me.
Uh-oh.
I think he's busy doing something. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He's got 53 men to figure out right now, for sure. Tell me about Lilly and the Duets for Type 2 Diabetes campaign that you're involved with, sir.
Yeah, well, I've partnered with Lilly, Rich, and I'm proud to be doing it to raise awareness for people like myself who I kept hidden. I mean, you and I are as good of friends as you can get, and I never told you, hey, man, I have type 2 diabetes because I was embarrassed about it. And when I was diagnosed, I didn't want to tell anyone. So the whole idea here is I'm partnered with Lilly. Obviously, I'm a paid spokesperson for the company, but I have found that when my physician said there's something new coming onto the market, I was excited to try it. And speaking firsthand, it's been great for me. Also, along with diet and exercise, you know, I've had some changes in my life, which I'm super happy and proud about. And I just want people to not be ashamed like I was for so many years to talk about their type 2 diabetes.
And you look great, man.
Thanks,
dude. And I'm sure, you know, everyone around you, Lindsay, and everyone, all your immediate circle loved ones are happy. You know, you're feeling good. This is great.
It's just important. You know, you said so kindly, they're a big heart. And
you do.
You know, I love it when people come up to me and say, because of you, I did this, or because of you, I did this. And with this being partnered with Lily and talking about my type 2 diabetes has just been another thing for people to come up to me and say, man, thanks for taking, you know, the embarrassment away from me telling people. And, you know, you can go to the website, Mounjaro.com/duets, and tell your story, learn about other people's stories, learn about Mounjaro, learn about Lily as a company. And that's what I encourage everybody to do.
Love it. You're awesome. Before I let you go, you want to do the win-loss game for the Kansas City Chiefs, Eric Stone Street?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay. Let's give some music here, please. And there's the schedule. Eric Stone Street, it is now time. What happens when Brazil happens on YouTube? Los Angeles Chargers hosting your Kansas City Chiefs in the Southern Hemisphere. What happens?
I was sad to see Rashawn Slater go out. You know, I root for the AFC West. I think the Chiefs will take that game in Sao Paulo.
Okay, 1-0, home for the Eagles. What a home schedule you're going to see in Arrowhead this year. My word, what happens that night?
Well, it's going to be a tough game, and make no mistake, we want to win that game, but we want to win the big game, and I think there's a decent chance we see the Eagles again in the Super Bowl. So I think we're going to win. I think it'll be tough, but more than anything, I need people to know if we don't win, we'll see you in the Super Bowl, Philly.
2-0 at the Giants on Sunday Night Football.
Win.
3-0 home for the Ravens late afternoon on CBS. Right.
There's not a player that I love and hate more than Lamar Jackson because of what he can do. I'm a big fan of watching Lamar Jackson play football against everyone else other than the Kansas City Chiefs. Still a win.
4-0 entering Monday Night Football at Jacksonville.
Win.
5-0 coming back home Sunday Night Football against the Lions.
I mean, unbelievable. Right? This is a gauntlet. I mean, let's just say that if we make it again, we will have earned it. Yes. Look, it's hard for me to go against the Chiefs on a night game at Arrowhead. Win.
Okay. 6-0, your first straight up noon central Sunday, and it's home against the Raiders and Pete Carroll.
Yeah. Love Pete Carroll. Glad that he's back in football. What a great energy for the game. Win.
7-0, Monday Night Football against the Washington Commanders at home.
Oh, huge fan of their quarterback, Jalen Daniels, right? And got left guard there, Nick Allegretti, former Chief, always rooting for him. And some transpo guys from New York, hardcore New York guys, are coming to the game because I invited them. They hauled my butt around every day for Dexter. And I said, you guys got to come to Arrowhead. We won't let them down. They're going to see a victory at Arrowhead. Win.
8-0, visiting the Bills late afternoon, CBS, for Week 9.
You know what? I'm going to give it to the Bills here.
Okay.
And here's why.
Yeah.
Because they have proven they can beat us when it doesn't matter.
Eric Stone Street.
From the top rope.
8-1 off the bye at the Broncos.
Andy Reid never loses off the bye. I think he did last year for the first time in forever. Still a win. Look, Denver's no joke. Absolutely no joke. Great again for the AFC West. I think they got their quarterback. I think they've righted that ship. Mm-hmm. But look, everyone's coming for Patrick, and Andy knows that. Patrick knows that. We know that. Still a win.
9-1, home for the Colts.
Win.
10-1, Dallas Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. We will be Dallas. There. We will be there.
You will.
We're going to the Thanksgiving game. Our best friends Keith and Renee Carter, Dallas, Texas, live there, and we're going to go visit them. Take the boys down for that game, eat a turkey leg. Jerry, sign your guy. Win.
Home for the Houston Texans.
Win.
12-1.
Although I want to say real quick, my favorite night at the NFL at the Super Bowl is the commissioner's party, and I always get to hang out with the owners of the Texans, and I love them. They're so fun to hang out with. So I hope I get to see them for that game. Are the Texans at us?
Yes, on Sunday night.
Yep. So I'll go say hi to Cal. Those guys are awesome people, but we're still going to whip you.
12-1 home for the Chargers since Harbaugh.
It's a win.
13-1 at the Titans.
Borgo. Rooting for my guy Borgonzi down there as the GM, but we got to take it from you this year.
14-1 Thursday night football, final home game of the season, regular season, Denver Broncos.
We don't win at night at we don't lose it at night at Arrowhead. Last home game of the season, it's another win
at the Raiders.
I mean, we will have locked up the playoffs, so I'm going to say the Raiders are going to get us this game.
And you, sir, just like I did a few weeks ago, have the...
Yes!
Correct, sir. 15-2
Oh, and let me guess, Brockman, do you think we colluded and we compared notes?
You have the floor!
I think you've been texting with the goods. It's just very convenient that all your tough games are at home this year. That's weird. It's almost like they want you to get back to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
At Buffalo.
I said hard games.
They coughed
Detroit, Washington, Philly, all the ones at home. Yep. Oh, shocking.
They're going to Brazil.
We're going to Brazil to start the season off. What's it, a 20-hour plane ride or something? And here's the deal.
You're going to find a way to get there quicker, trust me.
But let's look at those team schedules and see how rough their home schedules are. Yes, sure, they have to come to Arrowhead, but I got news for you. Everyone does have to come to Arrowhead at some point.
Cool.
Yeah, it's okay.
Do I have any weight now that you're Disney affiliated and ABC and all that affiliated? Is there any way I can have Brockman moved off the show?
Pushing him out the door.
Can I take Brockman's spot? Sarah won't care.
Okay, yeah, push Chris to Tomorrowland is what you're saying.
No, I love Chris. I love Sarah. They come to Big Slick too. Sarah's, I mean, let me tell you, Chris, your wife is one of the funniest comedians out there. She is hilarious, and we love her performing. And I told her this year, and Lindsay told her the same thing. If you're at Big Slick, you need to be performing, and it's a travesty if you're not. So we'll write that ship as well. She will.
That said, on the record, I'm not afraid of this man. I'll talk about the Kansas City Chiefs the way I need to talk about the Chiefs.
Yeah. Except that you don't.
You don't.
I do.
I believe every word
about the Chiefs out
Eric's
of my mouth.
Eric's
going
to come on the show. Joe. He's going to text you back. Yeah. You can say what we're all thinking.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Love you, buddy.
Good to see you.
Thank you, guys. And visit that website for me.
Yes, please.
Majoro.com/duets. And I appreciate you having me on, Rich, talking about not just sports, but about something that's important to me, and that's my health. So thank you so much.
Always, sir. You know that. Best to Lindsay, who's off camera. So very
she's
good.
Right there.
There she's right beautiful. There. Coming. There you go. What is this? A low heights podcast? If it's all of us, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'd love to say I'm as handsome as Jason Kelsey, you know what I mean?
Well,
you know what I mean?
And I'm not as handsome as Travis, but Lindsay is as equally as beautiful as
Ladies and gentlemen, I put my foot in my mouth and Eric put it in the right proper place. Good to
there
see
we
you.
Go.
Love you, man.
Thank
good
you
to
guys.
See you.
Thank you. Take
care.
You guys
right. Eric Stone Street, everybody. Here we go.
I'm just saying. Ravens.
I'm not afraid of him.
Lions.
I'm not afraid of him. Yeah.
Commanders.
They're all
Eagles.
Of him.
Yeah. All at home.
But in your defense, which I'm going to take your defense here, what are you going to say bad about this team who's on a generational roll right now? It's like, any team would trade places with the Chiefs.
I'm going to give voice to this. I'll give voice to this right here and right now about what I saw against the Chicago Bears on Friday night for the final preseason game. Andy Reid's like, we're playing football tonight. Okay?
That I did love.
We're playing football tonight, and the team that you would think that needs it the least because of how long they've been great together, the team that needs it the least played three preseason week number three series, and they looked terrific. And I understand preseason this, preseason that, whatever. But they are better than last year. I feel it and I sense it. They're better than last year. Rashee Rice is going to get suspended. I don't know when that's going to happen or how that's going to hurt him. But you can see Mahomes is different. He looks different. I mean, he and Luca, were they working out together this summer? Because he looks like that.
Well, he cut his hair.
It's not the haircut.
Oh, it is. The haircut has little to do with it.
He 100% cut weight, unless he's bigger with the muscle.
No, I think for me, when I watch this team, he's airing it out in the preseason, which is something that offense has not had the last few seasons.
Sure.
They've kind of been dink and dunk, check down Charlie, so to speak. And, you know, they're running the ball a lot more. But Pacheco looks back. He looks great.
Yeah, yeah.
They're stretching the offense, you know, not with the guys that you would think, too. No Hollywood Brown. You know, they Tyquan Thornton's out there catching bombs. You know, we'll see what happens. But I do like that element when I look at Kansas City in the preseason.
They've been missing it.
So we'll see how that carries over, you know, into the regular season.
Kelsey looks great. Good, too, man.
Yeah, he looks to be in a little bit better shape than he came in last year.
And all I hear is that Josh Simmons, the kid they got in the first round from Ohio State, is a left tackle anchor that they are just going to leave there for a long time.
Yeah.
And that's the idea. And then defensively, didn't take long for Caleb to wear Chris Jones Friday night. And that's the real deal, man. A lot of teams, they're going to be coming for the crown, and they best not miss. And I love the fact it's the Chargers first in Brazil, because the Chargers are improved, with all due respect to Rashawn Slater not being there. Out of that, they're an improved team, too. And it's year two for Harbaugh. I cannot wait to call that game on YouTube. You have no idea.
That's going
to
be awesome.
With Kurt and Stacey Dales and destroying.
The official HBO Hard Knocks podcast is back. I'm your host, Andrew Siciliano. We're joined by NFL and Hard Knocks insiders as the Buffalo Bills prepare to make history.
We're going to do whatever we can to bring a Lombardi back here to Western New York.
Catch Hard Knocks, training camp with the Buffalo Bills on HBO Max. Then watch or listen to the Hard Knocks podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
My friend, my longtime friend, my diehard Chiefs friend, a man who has told me so many times, I would love to come to the Super Bowl and hang with you, but I will not until the Chiefs make it. And the Chiefs have made it. And Eric Stonestreet is here on the Rich Eisen Show. Baby!
Where the Chiefs fans at? There they are. I will tell you this, yes. Chiefs fans. Football fans, Brett Veach was on Patrick Mahomes from the very beginning, and Brett Veach told me this year that we would take a picture with the Lamar Hunt Trophy in the locker room of Arrowhead, and we did that, and he said that from the beginning multiple times.
So now that is what we call an insider. An insider report.
That's an insider.
No, but I've known you for a long time. If I'm not mistaken, you are a mixture of ecstatic excitement.
Yeah.
And profound nervousness right now.
Yeah, I call it measured. I am measured. I am a volcano of emotions inside.
Yes, right now. I can see right now, like you are.
You know, because I don't like to get the cart, you know, before the horses type of guy. I know the 49ers are a good team. I also know we're a good team. I love that about the Super Bowl. It's a great matchup. We each have things we have to do to win the ball game. We have to stop their run, and Patrick Mahomes has to be Patrick Mahomes. There's no doubt about it.
And in terms of being Patrick Mahomes, you are particularly tight with some offensive linemen on this team.
Yeah.
That we've had so many analysts come on and sit in this chair this week, Eric, and say the offensive line for the Chiefs versus this defensive line of the 49ers. That is the matchup of Super Bowl 54.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what these guys are thinking as they go into this game, because they know it too.
They're professional athletes. They welcome the challenge. I know that for a fact. And I know this is their moment and this is their time. And every single weight they've lifted, every single drop of sweat they've shed, every single drop of blood they've dripped is for this moment right now. And I don't have to tell them that. They know that. Mitchell Schwartz is ready for Bosa. Fisher's ready for D Ford. Wherever they line up, we're ready for them.
It is just amazing seeing, you know, this moment for you, knowing how much it means to you that you're actually here at a Super Bowl. This is actually
I couldn't believe it. Going down there on the field after that and high-fiving those guys and them, and just the fact that Veach told me, you're going to come down on the sidelines and you're going to go in the locker room and you're going to kiss the Lamar Hunt trophy with me, and that happening. And he said, brother, the next trophy we're going to kiss is the Vinny. We kiss the Lamar. Let's get the Vinny.
Kiss the Vinny.
Kiss the Vinny.
I like that.
Isn't that great?
We should make like a bumper sticker out of that.
I like that. Kiss the Vinny. I'm rocking this right now for Andy.
You've got the like the Hawaiian shirt.
I went to the mall before I left LA and I said, you know what? I got to represent Andy in the best way I can. And I couldn't think of a better way than to rock a Hawaiian shirt to Miami.
All of Eric Stone Treat's appearances, including the one that we just conducted, if you missed it, check it out on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/RichEisen Show. We just crossed the 970,000 follower/subscriber threshold. And my kids tell me we get a plaque for a million.
Yeah, a million.
Do we?
Yeah.
What color is it?
I think it's gold.
I love gold.
What's that from?
Austin Powers.
Gold member.
Oh, that's right. Gold member. Very good. It won't flake off, will it?
Well, I mean, we don't have to see it first.
Okay, very good. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. The very handsome Josh Duhamel making his way to the studio. Yes. He's already done the Vikings win-loss game, so we'll have to talk something else. Derek in Missouri. It's been a while since we chatted with one of our longtime listeners. What's up, sir?
Not much, Rich. You know, I'm sure you've heard this the last several days, but last Monday night brought back a lot of childhood memories for me, sir. That was pretty amazing. And last Tuesday, when you saw that image of you at the desk on SportsCenter and that image of Stu in the background, I'll be honest with you, that got me choked up and watery more than anything.
Thank you, Derek. I've never done anything in my career that's resonated quite like that for as long as it has. I'm still getting texts and emails from people, so I appreciate you saying that. That was a week ago tonight.
My pleasure. And on that note, sir, no one's called into the show, I believe, to do this, but I'd like to give you my picks for every division of Super Bowl contenders for every division.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we have the ultimate time for that sort of thing, but what's the total number that you may have had? What do you think? Give me the number.
I would say about 10 or 11, if I had to guess.
Mm-hmm. I bet. Let me guess. The Broncos are one of them.
Yeah.
What a stunner. What a major upset right there, Derek. That's a major upset. Listen, 10 or 11 sounds about right. I might have more of the glass half full. And thank you for the call and for what you said, Derek.
Again, hey, Derek.
It's been a week. 10 or 11 sounds about right. What number did you have, TJ? You had seven. Only seven.
Yeah.
TJ went low.
I'm being realistic.
I don't think so.
I'm saying. I bet you one of those seven win.
Yeah, I would say that's
probably
true.
Well, I mean, okay.
I don't remember what seven off the top.
I wrote them down here.
Rich, you save all that.
Yeah, you had the Bills, Ravens, Chiefs, Eagles, Lions, Rams, Niners. That's it.
Yeah.
Niners.
And I only said them because they've made it the last few years. So.
Well, I mean, it looks like Juwan Jennings is going to be ready for week one, which is why you guys chose him in the best ball.
Exactly.
And by the way, that happened. That news broke 15 minutes before you were on the clock.
Oh, yeah. That's why we took full advantage of our 8 hours.
I noticed all of that. Coming up, Josh Duhamel in hour number two. Don't go anywhere.
I said, Chris, let's not rush this.
We're halfway done this draft. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, we are. And I started complaining about how long it's taking.
I know. Well, Rich got in the email chain, TJ, and started telling everybody to hurry up, basically.
It's insane.
It's going to take forever.
I guess I'm taking the second longest, and part of that is because I had a full 8 hours that wound up being taken because I was sleeping.
Yeah, overnight.
I almost texted you Sunday, but it was 6:59. I'm like, I didn't want to text you that
Sunday,
early.
I'm in the mode of I'm going to sleep as late as I can on Sundays because I've got one more of those.
One more sleep, and it's a wrap.
Not now, complaining.
Now, well, Rich, you're going to get up early next Sunday just as preparation?
Oh, absolutely just, not.
Like a preseason. Really? Okay, you're not going to
get preseason.
Bro, you're not getting ready.
Preseason Sunday.
You got to get ready, Rich. No,
I might.
I'm going to call you at 4 a.m. next
Sunday. No, don't do that. Well, I'll turn my phone off anyway. But I think I might inform Susie next Saturday night that I'm going to be hanging with my friend Ambien.
Do not disturb.
She might know where I can find my friend Ambien.
Well, you're up in four picks, Rich.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So it's going to be 4 days now.
32 hours from now.
Potentially.
Okay.
There were six hours left for Max Handelman. Yeah, he's got a good squad, I got to say.
Yeah.
Max, so that means I could text him.
Okay. Yeah, he's got the green dot too, though. So the green dot means you're online.
Like, I know.
So what are we doing?
All right, you're up. You're up, Max.
And
I'm texting him live on the air.
Text Latrulio because he's on deck.
Okay.
And then your buddy LVT is.
No, oh my God.
Is after him.
Yeah. So again, for those who are wondering, this is the best ball league. Joe Latrulio is the commissioner, and it's 8 hours.
Yeah, and it's like John Hamm and Paul Rudd.
It's the worst
Rudd
ball
and,
league. The way the draft is, God,
it takes a while.
And your draft that had an ish time.
I gotta say,
limit.
That was like Rob Manfred putting in the pitch clock.
Oh,
okay.
We chopped 3 hours off from last year.
Why did you have to take 2 days off for a draft that took less than 6 hours? Then,
The same reason it took you 10 days to pick up your kids from camp.
Oh wow!
What does that mean? It took me 10 days to pick up my kids from camp. Oh, you took vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, but I didn't say I was taking 10 days to pick my kids up from
camp. Well, you said I'm picking my kids up from camp.
And then going away with them on vacation.
Then you were just gone for a whole week.
Vacation.
You know what I mean?
Right, I know, on vacation. Because I was straight up about it. I need a draft.
I had to hang out and get ready and get the vibes up.
Oh,
you know
get
what
the
I mean?
Like
prep. Was that vacation or a trip, though?
Oh, it's a trip.
It's a trip with the kids, right?
It's a vacation with just Susan, yours truly.
And I had to eat cheesesteaks every day. You know what I mean? Needed my cheesesteaks.
Hey, folks, let me ask you a serious question. Did you know that driving high is considered driving under the influence? That's right. Driving under the influence of marijuana is against the law in every state. That means even in states where marijuana is legal. That means driving high could get you a DUI. And if you think law enforcement officers can't tell when you're driving high, well, my friend, you're wrong. If you're high, they can tell. Your friends can tell. Your coworkers can tell. Even your parents can tell. Everyone can tell. So what makes you think that law enforcement officers don't know when you're driving high? You'd be wrong. They can tell too. Driving under the influence of marijuana can slow your response time and change how you perceive time and speed. So even if you think you're fine to drive when you're high, you're not. Because the bottom line is, if you feel different, you drive different. And driving high is driving under the influence. So remember, drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.